The following message is brought to you by the Ezra Institute for Contemporary Christianity. To learn more about the Ezra Institute's mission to advance the Lordship of Christ, please visit www.ezrainstitute.ca.
Welcome to Cornerstones. My name is Stephen Martins, and I'm here today with Dr. Joseph Booth. Today we'll be discussing the subject of public Christianity. Joe, you have a new book out titled Gospel Culture, Living in God's Kingdom, and in it you provide an introduction to a biblical view of culture. Given how little attention has been given to the subject in the modern church, can you explain why it's important that the church understands its relationship to culture?
So to answer that, Stephen, we have to first consider what is culture itself. And there's a clue, of course, in the word there, cult, culture. We've got a couple of words that we derive from that, cultivation. But also, cult is related to culture. So culture really is associated directly with worship. Cultivation is the way in which we till the minds and hearts of people in terms of particular understanding, really, of worship, of what's most important. So in order to really understand the church's relationship to culture, we have to first consider the fact that all of life is religious, not just church life, but all of life is fundamentally religious in its orientation. And that means that actually everything that goes on around us all of the time is an aspect of culture. The architecture of buildings, music, literature, education, law, art, everything that's taking place all around us is an aspect of culture, because it's the way we have cultivated our society in terms of a particular ideal. The cult is expressed, if you will, in all of these outward expressions. So culture really, in that sense, is religion externalized. Now, the challenge for the church, as we think about culture and our relationship to culture, comes down to really how we understand the relationship of the gospel, the good news of Christ, to the culture. Culture is what we actually do with God's creation, and what we notice now in the West, and what's destabilizing for the church, is where the church is scrambling to renegotiate its relationship with the culture, is that the religion of our social order has changed. Fundamentally, there's been a shift. And so all of a sudden, the Christian church, in its bearing of the good news of the gospel, finds itself in very uncomfortable, difficult waters, finds itself censured, finds that it feels unable to, or feels disallowed from articulating the implications of the gospel, because there is a new cult, there is a new culture that is at work. So when we ponder the relationship of the church to culture, what we're really asking is, what is the relationship of the gospel to culture? Because the church is the bearer of the good news of this gospel, which is the reign of Christ, the kingdom of God. And at the heart of the kingdom of God, at the heart of the gospel, the good news, we have a message of restitution or reconciliation or restoration. The restoration of all things to God. In particular, the restoration of a fallen world, an apostate world, taken up with apostate religion, being restored to the service of God. That is really what the church is declaring, that beginning with the human heart, which is the very center, the core of the human personality, we are being transformed by grace through the work of the Holy Spirit in terms of the work of Jesus Christ. And now, out of a new direction of heart, we live in every aspect of life in terms of a new worship, a worship that's directed towards Jesus Christ as Lord and bringing all things into service to his Lordship. And the implications of that mean that the gospel is a culture. It's not just that the gospel has to think about its relationship to culture as though culture is something external to the gospel. The gospel is a culture. The church life, the worshiping community is a culture under the lordship of Jesus, and it seeks to extend that lordship, the reality of that cultural life, to all creation. That's what the Great Commission in the end is finally about. So the gospel is a culture, and it begins with the transformation of the heart. And so what we desperately need to recover as the Church of Jesus Christ is an understanding of the gospel that we bear into the world. And as we do that, as we recover the full sense of the gospel, we will at the same time, we are inescapably involved at the same time in the healing of culture, in the transformation of culture. As you recover the truth of the gospel, and as that gets lived out and expressed in every aspect of life, it is inescapably at the same time a healing and a restoration of culture. A restoration to righteousness, things being put right back into their right relationship with God. That's really why we must, as God's people, as the church, understand that the gospel is a culture. So as we recover the truth of the gospel, we at the same time are inescapably engaged in the healing and the restoration of culture. And that really is what my book is about. Gospel culture is showing that the gospel, as it's understood faithfully and lived faithfully, is a culture. And that cultural life will be a challenge to the culture of our time. And that's why we as Christians feel that tension at the present time.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Ezra Institute for Contemporary Christianity. Please feel free to share it with friends, but do not charge for or alter the material in any way without the express written consent of the EICC. Thank you.